Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 139. Fuck this microphone. Sorry, no profanity. They don't like that in the beginning. This is a third live I've tried today, and this one is better stick out, right? Because I got to pick my kids up in a moment, and I'm running out of sets here. So today we're talking about negative self-talk and how to stop that. And a perfect example on when to do this, when you are working out, like right behind me, I have my bench day. It's a one rep max day, but not really a one rep max day because I'm 90, right? And when you're older, you don't fucking do one rep maxes unless you're on some type of testosterone juice and clen all at the same time, because there's no reason to do it. Right. There's no, unless you're competing, there's no reason to hit a one rep max. You can find it other ways and you can work around it. You can still be strong. You can still gain muscle. There's really no reason to do one rep max except for easing your ego, like making sure people know that I can do this. Right. And I'm 46. What the fuck's happening here today in this world? A lot of shit's falling. I don't even know what the fuck that was. But I'm going to use this energy. And I'm going to tell you the first thing that I do or that you need to do to stop negative self-talk. And it's happening right now. You don't know it, but it's happening right now. But while I'm angry at the camera, at this, I'm going to take that deep breath. I'm going to hit my second set because this podcast has been going in a great direction so far. Here's some music. Hang on out. Don't touch the microphone. All right. Successful second set of clusters. That is 85% of a perceived one rep max, which means it's kind of right before. Whenever we do sets, I always like to do sub max, which means I have like probably one, maybe to three. I'd say two or three reps in the tank. So I'm not going to go to the fullest extent where I'm struggling, but enough to where I can feel the benefit of it. So that is the percentage that it's at. It's about 80, 82% of a perceived. No one cares, right? No one cares what the true number is. But for me, that's what it feels like, and that's what it is. And the first thing you have to understand in order to stop negative self-talk is acknowledge it. Acknowledge that it's happening. Right there before I left and when I was getting into my rant, not touching the microphone, is going to fuck up again. You can't do this. That's too heavy. What if your wrist breaks? What if your chest tears? What if your shoulder pops? What if you blow your back out getting off the bench? What if you get dizzy and you drop it on your head and on live TV, it goes down? There's so many different things. What the fuck did balloons pop up? Do you guys see that? You have balloons? Who did that? Thanks. If you guys... Thanks for the balloons. And there's so many thoughts that go through my mind when going underneath a lift that heavy. And that's a perfect example of when to acknowledge that's happening. And instead of going down that route, I said what a normal person would say to any other training partner while they're underneath a bench or underneath a squat or ready to deadlift or do pull-ups or anything out of a strength feat. Let's go. You got this. Shut up. Easy day. Snap out of it. Let's go. That's the words of encouragement, right, that you would give to someone else. But it's weird that we don't do that to ourselves, right? We talk ourselves out of things like, oh, you're a pussy. What's wrong with you? You used to do 25 times more than this. This used to be your warm-up. You're a loser. You're going to rip your shoulder. It's going to pop out. Now you're going to be out forever. You should stop now because then you won't be able to do anything for the next week. Those are the thoughts that really go into your mind. And you got to fucking stop it, right? We got to stop it and catch it and just understand that it's going to happen all the time. Reverse it. Whenever you are in that mode, catch it. Catch yourself and ask yourself, would you talk to another person like this? Would another person talk to you like that? Most likely not, right? Most likely not. Snap out of it. Find words of encouragement instead. Then get back into it. And this is not just for lifting, right? This is when you're driving, going to work. This is when you're sitting on the couch feeling sick or ill. This is when you're waiting for your kids while you pick them up in school, because you got to be there 35,000 years early just to get a good parking space, which is me. Yeah, I got to leave soon. But that's what I'm saying. It's like we really have to learn to catch ourselves in the moments of negative self-talk, because it ain't worth it. You're much better than that. You're much stronger than that. You deserve more. And that's 100. Right? That's 100%. You deserve more. You're enough. You're great. You put smiles on people's faces. You make your kids smile. You're a good provider. A lot of shit, right, that you can say. And that's the part two, is positive affirmations, right? When you catch yourself going to the route of negativity, replace it. But it's going to be cringy, right? It's going to be cringy at first because we're not used to hearing that. We're not used to hearing that. Oh, I'm good. Oh my God, I'm beautiful. Like, that's what you feel, right? Hey, I love you, Pete. Pete, look in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you. I love. Like, it makes you feel like so awkward. It's because your body does not connect to that, those words. It does not connect to those frequencies yet. And that's why you got to do it over and over again. But when you do understand and recognize the feelings that you're having, just because it's cringy doesn't mean it's wrong. Sometimes you got to get through that cringe in order to make it normal. Does that make sense? Well, it does. Good. Because I'm going to my last set before I fucking go. So let's do this, because I got my third tip for you when I'm done. We'll call that a successful week three of the strength training program from Ageless Athlete, from my man, Smitty, who actually just confirmed he's going to be on the podcast. So 2024, get ready. All the old school strength coaches are coming in, and we're going to have a bunch of them just interviewed and talk and see where they're at. So I'm really excited, because I was actually scared to ask them. You know, would you want to be part of my podcast? Isn't that weird? Like, they don't want to be part of my podcast because my podcast's not that cool. So, like, that's what, you know, it's not. It's more negative self-talk and understanding that the feeling of being not enough. Right now, I'm the same as them. You know, it's like we're the same. But a lot of times we feel less than. Right. And that's number three. Number three for me today is having self-compassion for yourself. Understanding that, listen, you may have been through the ringer. We have been through the ringer. We fuck up sometimes. A lot of times we don't do what's right. A lot of times we do what's wrong in our eyes. All right, a lot of times we do things that probably didn't go the way we wanted to, but we've tried. And you have to understand that it's normal and give yourself some compassion in those times, because we can easily beat the shit out of ourselves every single day for anything wrong that has happened, any mistake that we have made, any type of failure. Right. And yesterday I talked about all the failures I've been through. Like, just if I focused on the failure, I'd never move up. Right. Maybe that's the lesson today. If you don't learn a lesson from your failures, then maybe you should recheck your train of thinking. Right. Because if you fail, you have to learn from that failure. But if you fail and you keep doing the same shit, well, then there's a problem. Right. And that's not for this podcast. That's maybe for another time. But be compassionate to yourself. Say the things like, I love you. Give yourself a little bit of a loose string. Why do you have to be so tight all the time? Why do you have to treat yourself so mean? Why do we have to treat ourselves so negatively? Why do we talk ourselves that way? Because at the end of the day, the main person that you got to love is yourself. And I'm telling you this because I tell this. This is me telling me that I have to love myself more and understand that it's okay to. See, even when I said I love myself more, it was like, it's a weird fucking feeling. But I got to do it enough to where I'm used to it. And then I'll at least start to believe it. Because a lot of people believe you, right? A lot of people love you. But if you don't love yourself, ain't no one believing you no more. And that's a fact. For sure. All right. Let's get these kids. See you guys later. Thanks for coming out. Like, subscribe, comment, and leave us a review. As always, 5 stars, please. Peace.